This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's In the Conversation, and before we get into this hellified episode, I want you, if you haven't, get your tickets for May 22nd, this Sunday, Cake Shop, Lower East Side, New York City.
In the Conversation Live.
Podfest, New York City. Make sure you get those tickets now. The link is everywhere. We want to see you in the building. It's a celebration.
Best boogie in town, party till you're broke.
Woohoo!
For the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo, my cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, we are back. It is In the Conversation. Ha-ha!
Yeah.
This is Damian Lemon. And as always, on my right-hand side, I got...
El Capitán Vladimir Camaño.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Y'all were waiting for some dead air. But return.
You know, I'm very modest.
The Capitán. El Capitán.
Number 23 is back.
Has made the return.
I'm very modest, man. I don't like all the attention.
After a good 14 episodes.
Shy guy returns.
Woo-hoo! What is, well, hold on, let me go to my left hand
okay,
side.
Motherfucker.
I got.
It's still the voice of your choice. I've been holding this bitch down.
Yeah, you have. Yes, you have.
Ain't even gonna introduce
me. Yes, you have.
Sound like a stepfather. He like, well, wait a minute now. Who paying the mortgage? Nah, we gonna get to it, but I'm just happy to see this guy.
It's all good. A triumphant return.
VLAD.
Back in the conversation, man. Happy to be back. I'm in New York for the week.
Good to see you, man.
I'm in New York for the week. Yeah, man.
With a sharp line? Did you come?
Oh, God,
is that escape from L.A. go back to my New York barber line, or is that an L.A. line?
Well, you know, I only see a New York guy.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. In L.A., I got one guy named Thrash. Shout out to my man, Thrash.
Thrash.
He's
that
also,
sounds very L.A.
That sounds
unbarbaristic.
Not at all. That sounds like a tattoo artist.
Yeah, Thrash is a beast, though. Thrash is actually a fashion stylist, and he's from Atlanta.
Okay.
And he does cuts. And I got word from him through Tone Bell.
Tone Bell's
my homie.
I might have somebody for you, too. Are they pricey? Because they be pricey out there.
No, Thrash comes to the crib, man.
You call him Trash or Thrash?
Thrash.
Okay.
Thrash comes to the crib.
Okay.
And I had him do the tape with the sides and the back and all that.
No surcharge for the crib visit?
But I'm not going to put it. I'm not going to put it the man's.
No, I'm not asking for the rate. I'm just saying.
But Thrash is a good dude, man. And
In-home shape-ups.
No doubt. Yeah,
that's a Shark Tank episode right there.
VLAD.
Yeah. I don't know if Shark Tank will get that. We don't understand the value in the at-home shape.
Damon
up.
Would. Damon would be like, no, this is a big...
I get those at the office every week.
It speaks to a great segment.
How big is the market for that? What's the equity percentage?
You got to have a couple dollars to get your barber to travel. That's real talk. But, man, it's good to see you, B.
It's good to be back in New York, man.
Back in New York, man. You was in L.A. for a while living out there,
going
man.
Going back.
Back and forth. You're going back. Talk to us. How is that L.A.? Because how's that L.A. lifestyle? How's it different?
You know, you can tell when you're from New York, man.
Okay.
New Yorkers are very uptight.
Yeah.
We have a low tolerance for specific forms of nonsense.
That's true.
Because I'll be in conversation and people let stuff slide, and I'm kind of like, what did you just say?
Give me an example.
You know, I'll be in meetings and everyone's very polite, and I let my voice be known early. It's just it's a very New York thing, and I it's come up a few times.
They be like, hey, you're a little harsh with your tone.
A little politics here. It's a little politics here, guy.
How you breaking in? Let's hear how you breaking in with this New York into
attitude.
Like, what are you saying? How you let it know? Like, what are you saying that's so harsh?
Cash just, you know, a lot of people smile through everything. Everything's a smile and very LA, you know.
Be like, ain't shit funny, man.
I'm very like, I don't understand why that was funny. I'm not gonna laugh. I'm not gonna fake laugh you.
Fake laugh is a ooh. So, are you a good fake laugher? I'm not. I'm terrible at fake laughter. You?
I'm not a good fake laugher. I'll smile through the bullshit, though.
Yeah.
I'll smile at the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I let the bullshit fly sometimes. But I'm a damn show get it back.
Because, you know, I'm a get it back.
I caught that.
But long story short, man, LA's been great. I got some good relationships out there. And I'm working. And, you know, my family came out for a couple days.
That's what's up.
And LA's great. LA's fantastic when you're working.
Everybody but your pops, right?
My father said he's not coming out because he's not leaving the building unattended.
That's real shit. That's dedication.
You know what I'm saying? Loyalty.
Give it up for that. That's dedication.
My father's a real dude, man. My father's a real dude. You know, I took a little video of him today at the house. He was ordering hardware supplies. It's on my Instagram. It's hilarious. But he's you know, through this process and being with my dad, and he's a real dude, man. My father's a rock.
No doubt.
He's a rock, man.
Father's Day coming up.
Right. I'm giving him some nice.
What you doing?
Yeah, my father loves City Island. You know that's his jam.
Okay, I didn't know.
What are you dealing? Shrimp, cracking crabs. What we doing?
I'm making him a nice little paella.
Ooh,
City
the
Island,
whole shebang.
Yeah, they got the little lobster with the shrimp and the calamari.
Fucking with Sammy's out there.
Okay. Oh, shout out to Sammy's, man. I went to Sammy's. I think 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. I came for Passover for like a couple days. And Sammy's took care of me.
Yeah, well, shout out
I'm gonna step in.
Shout out to Johnny's on the Reef, though.
I'm gonna step in for the un, you know what I'm saying, initiated
got
to
it.
City Crab. I'm a
City Island.
City Island.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What is this City Island?
City
you speak
Island
of?
Is poor is like a poor version of Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, I've definitely heard a few type of yeah.
Martha's Vineyard. So you go out there and stay and
no,
it's literally
it's like a strip. It's an island. Like it's a, I guess, a peninsula. Basically,
it's the Hood Hamptons.
It's the Hood Hamptons. It's definitely go out there, get your shellfish, get your fit. Like it's all
so
about
a lot of restaurants and stuff like.
Yeah, pretty much all restaurants. Couple like little ice cream shops and shit. But you're going out there for the shrimp and the crab.
Yeah,
honestly, you know what I mean.
So and, seafood
abundant.
Situation.
It's like a seafood village.
Nice. It literally is an island full of seafood. Dude.
That's yeah, yeah, and it's in the Bronx.
Check that out.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's good, man. I always go to I think it's Johnny's on the Reef.
Johnny's on the Reef.
All the way at the end. We talked about it on here before. So
looks like a prison. Looks like a prison yard.
Yeah, y'all been initiated. We talked. It definitely looked like a mess hall. It's good though. It's good, and you could buy things kind of like itemized. Like you go to this one station and they doing soft shell crabs. You go to this station, they got lobster tails. You go to this station, they got clams. And then you go to this station, they got your drinks and shit. So you kind of, it's like a lunchroom. You go there, you buy your little things. You charge, I think, do you pay at each station? No, you pay at each station. You pay at each station. So that's good because that lets you know where you stand. Because you don't want to grab more than you.
Cash on deck.
Because there's certain places like Fat Sal in Brooklyn and in Williamsburg. I think we talked about that before. It's a barbecue spot where you go there. And they got the prices, you know, they let you know this is $17 a half a pound or whatever, but sometimes your eyes could get bigger than your wallet and you get to the place and realize, oh, whoa, this is $74 for fucking for three pieces of ribs and a hot link? Put some of that shit back.
Yeah, put some of that brisket.
I've told them to put it back. We got John in the building with the Fed camera.
that is the American gangster
the Zoom. Yeah, he heard Vlad was in the bill. He pulled out the paparazzi cam.
Yeah, that's the Donnie Brasco camera.
You know? Oh man, but no.
So City Island is very homely, dude. It's like it's very familiar. You know what I mean? For us at least. So I'll take my pop there.
So that's cool. So LA was fun.
LA is fun. LA is fun.
It is fun. Oh, I like that.
Any breakout stories?
Any what?
Any breakout stories from LA? I mean, the people want to know. They, you know what I'm saying?
They ain't heard your voice in a minute.
They've been championing for where the fuck is Vlad? It was a whole hashtag.
Let you rock.
Where's Vlad a couple weeks ago?
Well, you know, shout out to the Comedy Magic Club out there real quick. They've been showing me a lot of love, and I love that club.
Was that La Jolla?
It's in Hermosa Beach.
Okay.
And, you know.
How much magic is being done at that club? Cause they put it in the bill and magic. Like how much is it?
I've been there a bunch of times and twice I've seen a magic act.
All right.
Yeah, but mostly comedy though.
Okay, I was always curious. Like, what's the magic game looking like? Speaking of which, in LA, I want to go there because I know
the Magic Castle.
Hell yeah! Shout out to my man Anthony Rosso. He's a magician and he's down with it. He was like, yo, if you come out there. I get you into the Magic Castle, but you got to wear a full suit.
Yeah, wear a full-on suit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's interesting. I'm curious to see
what
that's
about. You know, I hate suits, D.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
So I heard, and they said, you got to wear a suit. My face went, nah.
Yeah, I'm good. For some magic?
Nah.
But go ahead. So you was at the Comedy Magic Club getting it in.
Real good spot. I don't know. I find that... I find the conversations, I hate to say this, man, I'm going to get beat up for this. Conversations flow a little more easier in Los Angeles. I don't know if it's the weather, the pacing, because in New York, everything is so fast and heavy. Mm-hmm. Out there, people take their time.
Yeah.
Sit outside, have a cup of coffee.
So who are these conversations with?
You know, it's been business meetings. You know, you go on a date.
Shit, shy guy. Shy guy is not shy like he used to be.
No. I'm still a shy guy.
Somebody listening like, wait a minute.
Shy guy say, LA suits his vibe.
The conversations.
You like the conversations flow smoother.
A little bit more stimulating.
But, you know, the conversations I've had, it's a more fun atmosphere. I mean, dude, trust me, I'm still very much a shy guy. I put that out there. I'm very shy.
Oh, that's my brand.
Whatever.
Shy guy incorporated.
You know, a hot night for me is a little green tea and some dark chocolate. You
Stop
know what I mean?
It, whatever. Stop it.
That's a hot night.
I heard L.A. broke you in. That's what I heard.
I don't know where you heard that.
Ali's very heavy on Snapchat. Yeah, no. Probably getting some.
L.A. took you out your comfort zone a little bit.
In more way, in every way. I'm not, you know.
I like that.
In every way. And, you know, creatively, artistically, writing, acting, all that stuff, man. It's been great. When you guys come out, you'll crash with the
go
kid.
Out there, be like, nigga, we with Vlad. V-L-A-D.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I was in L.A. I didn't even see this.
Every time I hit D-Up, he's like, yo.
I was like, yeah.
I went
down here.
I said, D, where you at? Yeah, I'm at a dinner right now. You know what I mean?
I was at a dinner. They was at Hermosa Beach. So, fair enough. I was only in and out like the burger one day. So, you know. Uh-huh. But I'm glad to have you at the table.
I'm good to be at the table, man. It's good to see you guys. And
no diggity, no chop doubt. Chop it up.
Ah, shit. What up with you, young Muhammad?
Oh, man. I'm out here in these streets, man. You know what I'm saying? Spending time with the fam.
Uh-huh.
We went to see took all of the birthday boys to
the Muhammad holiday.
The Muhammad holiday. So, you know, both of my sons, May 10th, and then my little brother, he came to town from the Naval Academy.
Ooh.
To
a lot of pride.
Spend the week.
It's a lot of pride
at the crib.
Is he like a recent graduate? What's going on?
No, he's a plebe. He's a plebe. So that's his first year. So he's like a freshman.
He wear the suit, like the white belt bottoms?
Yeah, I guess he had to wear the suit when he was traveling, but by the time I saw him, he had already switched out.
Was he out during Fleet Week?
That hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
But he won't be here because they got some type of training.
Something about
I think you had to be like a junior or senior to
indulge in it. Because they go hard Fleet Week. I remember when I first started doing comedy. We used to be hyped.
But it was some of the worst crowds, man.
Of course, because they were.
It was some of the worst crowds. Those drunk sailors.
Yeah, it's like spring break for sailors.
Yeah, yeah.
And they wear their full uniform.
Take that off, man. You
nah,
wear
nah, nah, but they have to.
That
they
off.
Have to. They have
why?
To. Because they do. That's what it is.
Take that off, man.
I don't know why they have to, but I do know why some of them do, because they definitely leverage it.
They get the chicks. Yeah. They go to sailors.
Leverage it.
And some dudes would, on the fake, put them on to try to act as if, you know?
Hey,
you know, sweetheart, I only got a couple days before I ship out at over 100 hours.
48-year-old sailor.
Get on in here.
Pull out my uniform.
You ever seen Leviathan?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, shit, don't hate the player.
So he comes back from Naval Academy.
He came
did you give
time.
Him a warm welcome? Like, you were a strapping young man. Did you give him the warm welcome?
I would never say no shit.
Okay.
Y'all got to get reacquainted with one another.
Never say no shit like that.
You never call nobody strapping?
Hell no. Nah.
Strapping, come on. You never call your son you're strapping?
Nah, man.
Strapping is a hell of an adjective.
Strapping young man.
That's you just read.
That's Bev.
That's definitely like a Bev or like a romance novel. Oh, strapping ass.
You want to call him strapping young man?
Some adjectives you had to leave out your vocabulary.
I don't even know what strapping really
That's
means.
That's why I said it, because every time, this is the start of every good play. The prodigal son comes back from war or from, you know, Naval Academy.
Right.
And there's a drama ensues because he has some backstory that he hasn't told him about.
Uh-huh.
You know, you find out some information that he's been hiding. That's the start of it.
But what does strapping mean?
That
strapping
means you holding.
Is
that what that is?
No, man.
Like you know what I'm saying? You strapping. You like
you got you growling.
And also man. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
No, it doesn't, man. No, it
Chris,
doesn't.
Chris, what does strapping mean?
It means you got good posture.
It means the one definition is big and strong, but then it also is like leather straps that could bind something or keep it together, essentially.
Very taut.
Yes, that's probably where it comes
from. You know, you got good posture. You know what I mean?
All right. Fuck out of here.
Little strapping ass.
Nah, so we you know, I took out everybody. We went to see Captain America, that shit.
I did not like it.
Yeah, he's the only person I've heard. He's the first voice of dissent with this guy. I haven't seen it yet.
I did not like it.
I heard it's out on bootleg.
I like
Crystal.
Him. I
heard
him.
The links are bad,
I don't like Captain America himself.
I heard the links are bad.
He's why not? Captain America. He's a boring ass superhero.
What are you talking about, man?
He got us a shield.
He's better. He's better than Hawkeye.
Hawkeye needs to go ahead and get him an AR.
Exactly.
I don't know him.
Exactly.
Hawkeye needs a
Captain America is just boring to me. But Black all Panther. The other cats around him, you know what I'm saying? It was good.
Now, depending on who you talk to, shout out to my man Duke. Depending on who you talk to, they call
you
it.
You got, you know somebody named Duke?
I know a cat named Duke.
Are you everybody knows somebody named Duke.
Yeah. That's his name, Duke?
Yeah. But shout out to my man. He called it the Black Panther movie.
Is that what it was?
Can we talk for a second? Can we just
that's
hire?
What it was.
Let me ask you. Let me ask y'all just to do this for me. I know I'm late in the game. I have yet to see it. Try to keep the spoilers to a minimum. I know it's been a few weeks, and I know I should be fully in the conversation. I know this is some late talk, but just if you can. Be as surface as you can as y'all do, y'all. But if you got to go in.
So what had happened was.
What happened was. There were two people with powers.
Nah, it definitely was the introduction to Black Panther. And you know what I'm saying?
Is he African, the dude?
No. Shit, he lived on my block. Bed-Stuy.
No.
Chadwick Boseman lived on your block?
Yeah, he was a Bed-Stuy.
He is the go-to.
He was a Bed-Stuy.
I used to see him out there?
Cafe person. Dude. When I was in the cafe, 2006, 2007.
I mean, I'm sure right now he's
off. He was there too.
I'm sure he's off for only, but I want to be at those casting sessions when the other black actors see him coming in. They're like, oh,
he might not have the cast no
He's off for only now, probably.
He did his thing, though. Once he did the Jackie Robinson, then he did
James Brown.
He is biopic Johnson.
You know what I'm saying? He established his way, you know what I'm saying? So this only, you know what I'm saying, further cements his position. But he did a great job. I mean, I think his accent was better than Will Smith's African accent.
Him and Will Smith are having a movie together.
Oh, he did an accent?
Yeah, he was from Africa.
Was it better than Will, you said?
Yeah, he looked, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, he kind of looked African, so, you know, it all worked.
I wonder what the African cats is saying.
Yeah, what are the Africans are saying about this?
Our African listeners, let us know if you feel like
out there,
well, they had him up on the
Chadwick is
on the Afro on the AfriPop site, they had him up there.
They got celebrated.
They was celebrating him, man.
So, probably on Aspire. You know
he on Aspire, man.
Shout out
man
to Aspire.
On his way.
Aspire
but I like the little movie, man. You know what I'm saying?
The little movie. I like the little movie.
Like I say, man, I don't
so disrespectful. I like the little movie.
I like the little movie and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Billion-dollar movie.
Old Captain America was boring, but you know what I'm saying? Everybody else, like I said, was, you know.
And it's like the self-destruction. It's everybody in this. Iron Man's in this. Spider-Man in that shit?
Spider-Man. I'm just like, how the fuck you win with one shield? Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody don't think to shoot your ass in the ankle or some shit.
Like, they gotta shooting. Be fast. You gotta beat that shield.
The shield only like this. Like, nobody ain't shooting down low or nothing.
He quick with the shield.
He can't get all the way down there.
How you figure that?
It's a fast shield, man.
Man, fuck out of here.
You don't think you could block your ankle quick than a motherfucker?
And then block your head?
If you been working
it's
with
two, three niggas shooting at you.
If your shield is your only mode of defense, you gotta be sharp with that shield.
Nobody ain't gonna shoot you from behind.
Nobody did it yet.
Shit. That shit is just crazy.
But see, this is the thing, and I agree with you on that, and that's what kind of takes me out the game when it comes to these superhero movies. I have a problem with suspending my imagination. I'm like, man, if you don't get... Like Hawkeye.
Hawkeye
is the guy with the fucking bow and arrow.
He annoys me to no end, dude.
Now,
he annoys me to no end.
Why you got a bow and arrow? There's school shooters out here with semi-automatic rifles.
High school kids.
Yeah, high school kids. They ain't did shit but go buy a gun. And you running
Walmart sells guns.
With a bow and arrow?
It's so disappointing.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
And then he has one sleeve with no sleeve, like one arm with no sleeve on. Like, what is that?
Oh, see, I don't even know all that.
Just like,
that's his draw arm. You know what I'm saying? You got to draw.
Like, yeah, keep it nice and
free.
Sweat
free.
Free.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to let it.
Man.
You got to let it move.
You got to let it live.
And then, my favorite was Ant-Man.
Ant-Man's in there too?
Because he embraced the fact, like,
he acts the role as if I'm not gonna take this role too seriously.
This is Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, yeah.
I don't think any. I mean, shout out Spider-Man to Paul didn't Rudd. Take it too seriously.
Spider-Man, I thought this was the best Spider-Man so far.
Who's playing Spider-Man now?
It's a young dude. It's a young dude.
Just an unknown?
Unknown. I've never seen him before.
Damn, boy, they be switching the Spider-Mans out fast.
You know?
That is
equal opportunity Spider-Man.
That is the Menudo of superheroes.
No doubt.
That's a very old reference, but I couldn't think of anything.
The Menudo?
You know, it's all good.
Somebody again.
Hey, y'all Google the Menudo.
Menudo.
And then y'all you know, catch up.
Hopefully
catch
that shit will ring off.
Who else did I like in that? You know, I always miss the Hulk.
Wonder Woman was in there. I heard.
Wonder Woman.
Was it Wonder? Oh, Wonder Woman was in Batman and Superman. Sorry. I didn't see none of these movies.
You got a bad link.
Yep. Probably that was
it was the other motherfucking girls with the power with the
who
with the energy
Storm.
Oh, she was good though. She was dope. Yeah. The girl I think Scarlet Witch.
Oh, right.
Was that her name?
Scarlet Witch, yeah. And then
she was great.
And Black Widow was in it too.
Oh, Scarlett Johansson with the leather.
Now this is a Civil War, but it's only like three black characters.
That's a lot of black characters.
Is it a lot of black characters? Yeah. I heard.
I mean, it's only three, but you know, it was only what, eight superheroes?
Oh, Falcon. Falcon's black.
War Machine.
Don Cheadle. And Black Panther.
Black Panther. Yeah, I mean, shit, it was a lot.
I never thought about that way, though.
They saying that, yeah, because I'm but hearing Civil War.
It wasn't Civil War.
I know. It's the Marvel Civil War.
Yeah, it was
the
Marvel Civil War between them, the superheroes.
I thought it was like the North versus the South.
You know what I'm saying?
Dixie. I thought Spider-Man.
The Confederate States.
Yeah, I thought Spider-Man was going free to slaves. I'd have been very upset.
This was like the superhero version of Birth of a Nation.
That's hilarious.
You're a bit early.
Oh, superhero Selma.
I'm not just picture walking out of the theater. This is ludicrous.
12 years of superhero.
Exactly. Who played Martin Luther King, man?
Why Lupita wasn't in it?
And where the hell is Ken Burns?
I thought Lupita was in it. She's in Black Panther.
She's in Black Panther, yeah.
Which I heard is going to be 90% white. And I seen Twitter.
90% black yeah.
Pardon me. And I seen folks getting outraged. Fuck that. Let Black Panther got to be black.
But my thing is, like, the fact that 90%
in Africa?
Yeah, Wakanda.
Yeah, they started this movie off in motherfucking Africa, and that shit was all white people.
It was in white Africa.
God damn.
White Africa, a.k.a. Seattle.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyway.
Only black people in the scene was the casualties.
I also saw Game of Thrones. You saw that, L.E.?
Yeah, I'm on that Game of Thrones. That's date night. But, you
now,
know what I'm saying?
Listen. The listeners and even our producer really love your take on Game of Thrones. So we're going to give you and this man, because he's a Game of Thrones OG, we're going to get y'all the floor to get your Game of Thrones on. But there's something about the way that you recap this fucking series that the people can't get enough of.
Nah, it's all good.
So
of your choice.
Go talk to him.
No. Like I said, Game of Thrones is date night. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife, we discovered Game of Thrones together.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying? During the Christmas break. You know what I'm saying? We binge watched it, then we back watched the whole fucking series until now. We caught up. Then the new episodes started to come out. So now, you know, we make it a point on Sunday nights to be in motherfucking position, in formation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She threatened me. I was in the meeting with you. She was like, hey, you ain't here by 9:30. I'm setting it off.
That's without hilarious.
All right. We're going to talk about what we're meeting about, too.
You know what I'm saying? So. Right. So, you know, I hightailed it back to the house, you know what I'm saying, to lay up. You know what I mean? And then
you watching the bedroom or living room?
She didn't.
Nah, living room.
She didn't watch without you. She waited.
She waited. Shit, I beat her home.
Okay.
Nah, is it this?
Oh, she wasn't even at the crib.
Nah, she was out too.
Hilarious.
So you put it on?
Yeah, we put it on and we, you know what I'm saying, we watched it. You know, this particular episode, this particular season is.
How's it going?
It's shaping up to be pretty good. It's like they setting off some new drama.
The four episodes have been tee-up episodes. They've been teeing up.
Really?
They've been teeing up.
A lot of exposition.
But last week, though, was some good tee-ups, though. They kind of accelerated a little bit.
Nobody got killed?
Yeah, some motherfuckers got killed.
Oh, okay. So they'll get killed even in a tee-up?
Yeah.
So this is real.
This motherfucker came back to life in a tee-up.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We got resurrection.
You know what I'm saying? Shit.
And then the highlight of last night was Khaleesi coming out of that fire.
So the fire chick.
Butt naked.
You know what I'm saying? The dragon lady.
Uh-oh.
The dragon. I mean.
Butt naked.
This ain't her first butt naked appearance.
Uh-uh. It's not, but my thing was like, and this is me being
I like this
me being prude. there was no reason for her to see her naked.
She Blade just got burnt in a fucking fire. What the clearly, fuck you mean? No, was she gonna clearly, walk out there with her no fucking clothes on?
It was clearly network going, you know, that does draw clicks.
Nah, hey. When she
it's HBO, there's no need to show her naked.
It was HBO. It was. It was. How you gonna emerge from the fire with your clothes on?
Yeah. No, yeah, no, that's true. No. What I'm saying is,
like, you, everybody's no, burnt. Listen. Everybody's dead. All the whole fucking shit is up in fucking smoke. No,
but they held that shot on for a little. They did two takes of that shot.
That's a naked shot. You supposed to
they did two. No, they did two holds on that shot. They first of all, they did. They did the silhouette of the body. Uh-huh. It was a body silhouette.
The body?
The body.
Okay.
And then he zoomed in on her with the flames, basically the flames like, you know, emblazoning over her body.
Oh, so do the flames kind of block it out?
No. The flames are like, the flames light are like kind of like, you know, bouncing off her body, like the light.
Like the human torch?
Yes. No.
It's behind her, man. This man is exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating. Let me finish.
She was outside the building.
Let me finish.
Just the titty was glistening from the, you know what I'm saying, the shimmer, from the shimmer.
When have you known that to shimmer in fire? You know what I'm saying?
Fire shimmers. What you talking about?
Well, you probably would shimmer because you'd be hot. You'd be sweaty.
Yeah, she's the unburnt. You would. She don't burn.
Yeah, she's unburnt though, right?
She's the unburnt. She don't
no,
burn.
No, I know, but that
she's
heat.
A mother.
And she had
the
no, kind of, ash on her body. What? Body was smooth.
Because she's the unburnt. What the fuck are you talking
unburnt
about?
Unburnt does not mean
did
buttery.
Did you see the other last time she got
was
burnt?
Buttery? And you know she was, dude. She was so oily in that.
And you act like you mad.
I'm not mad. I'm just saying.
No.
Not that I was mad. I'm not mad. This is what I am saying though. Is that they
what you saying?
They cut to her, right? They show the body.
The body.
And then they cut back to the audience. And then this is what happens.
They cut to the audience.
No, the crowd. The whole fucking town.
It's a sitcom.
The town.
See, I just say, don't cut to me.
See the
motherfucker masturbating.
Stage 18 on Warner Brothers. No, but listen.
Okay.
So they cut to the crowd, right?
Uh-huh.
So they just showed her naked. Then the two dudes see her naked and they bow down. They go, ooh.
It's not the two dudes. Everybody bowed down.
No, but they waited. They saw that body. They were like, ooh. And they bowed down.
The other motherfucker already seen the body the last time she got burned.
Well, yeah, but then, so then they do
gotta
that.
Gotta act like it's the first time time.
Then they do that, right? Then they cut back to her naked again.
Uh-huh.
So you could tell that it was a network. They were going, listen, man, we need to really show that.
We need more nudity.
We need more, because this is what the fans come for.
Now, is it worth it? Is it wavy?
She got a nice little,
see
nice
what
little
I'm saying?
Perky
HBO set. HBO knows what they're doing. They know what they're doing. Nice
little, HBO.
She got a Percocet.
A Percocet.
A nice little perky set.
That is genius.
But what I'm saying
Percocet.
Is.
Percocet. I like that.
Now, what I'm saying is. She's the unburnt, the dragon queen, right? The last time she burnt, you know what I'm saying? You didn't know that was coming.
So deliberate.
So, Vlad, you feel like the nudity was,
it was
gratuitous.
The last, it was it the was last gratuitous. Shot of the was, goddamn episode.
No, it was the last shots. The last shots.
And you act like, I mean, you ain't like the titties.
No,
did you not like the titties?
I mean, who doesn't? But I'm saying it's like,
did you
it
not
was
like
clearly, it? It's me, as me watching, it was like, is the network going, this rates well.
Uh-huh.
Let's put more of that in there.
Was it effective?
Absolutely was all right.
It was effective. She had done her whole thing. She the whole point of this whole shit. Yeah, you've seen her naked multiple times throughout the series.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Because she's been caught up in some fucked up situations where, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you see her naked in a fucked up situation?
Yeah, that's
several.
Never,
exactly.
That's this, never good. That's mixed.
This was a, you know messages. What I'm saying? But this particular time she came out
glorious.
Like, you know
the phoenix rising from the ashes.
Vainglorious.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? In my mind, before they even show her naked, I was like, you know, of course her clothes not going to make it out this scene.
Because they're going
to
get burnt?
Exactly. So you would already expect her to come out the motherfucking shit with no clothes on.
Which is selective suspension of imagination, yes. Right? Because if you don't expect her, you expect her clothes to get burnt, but her skin.
But she's the unburnt. That's the whole point of the whole shit. She don't burn.
So is she naked all the time?
No. Only when there's a fucking fire.
The fuck? So wait, but I understand. Listen, first of all, I don't watch the show. But what I'm asking is, she's the unburnt, right?
Right.
Okay, meaning
that's
her body.
Her power. That's her body power. Her body don't burn.
But when the fire happened, did she have to get naked? Because
no,
don't
no,
get...
she just let the shit burn.
She just let it burn
the
off.
The clothes of burn off.
All right, now let me ask you the same question I asked Vlad. Did you feel it was gratuitous?
Mm-mm.
You felt it was just right?
Not at all. I thought that shit was perfect. I thought the scene was perfect. I thought her speech was perfect. I thought that shit she told the men in the motherfucking tent was perfect. You know what I'm saying? It's just a little spoiler. I ain't going to say too much. But I'm going to just, say, you know what I'm saying, what I'm going to say. Because she was talking about, you know what I'm saying, the vision. Because, you know, this is a group of wild warriors, you know what I'm saying, who she's again had been captured by before, and now she's captured by them again.
Okay.
Wild ass warriors, all they do is fight and fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's their whole shit. You know what I'm saying? They fighting. They known for fucking motherfuckers up and fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Fucking and fighting.
Fucking and fighting. So, you know what I'm saying? Basically, when she's in here, she had a little plan together. You know what I'm saying? The white man came to save her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the white man from who traveled far and wide to come save her. It was two of them. They took on the whole motherfucking... all this fighting and fucking, it only took two of the white men to come through and say the queen.
Now, did the white man emerge from some flames too? Or the
No, they didn't have to be in the flames.
He came from a sedan.
They just locked the doors for it. They sealed the doors for it.
He's ill though. He's like sick.
Okay.
He's not doing too
So, you know what I'm saying? You know, she was trying, you know, she already knew what her plan was. And, you know, they basically at every step of the way, the fighters and fuckers, they going to tell her how much they going to, you know, they going to do it to her and let their horses do it to her. You know what I'm saying? They just like, fuck you, we going to dog you out. And then she was like, you know what I'm saying? She told these motherfuckers, you guys are small men. You motherfuckers
y'all
are small.
Ain't strapping.
Nah, your vision is small.
Oh.
Your vision is small and you're not fit to rule.
Plus they heard she was burning.
So, that's just disrespectful.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry, guys. I don't watch the show.
Just fucking disrespectful.
I'm so sorry. Go ahead. Keep going. So, their vision is small.
Their vision, but that was an important line for me because sometimes you could think small in your vision. Like you could be on some shit.
Okay.
And not really be thinking big. You know what I'm saying? And then motherfucker come like, you know what, D? You got a small vision. Shit. That shit will fuck you up.
It'll give you a complex.
That shit will fuck you up.
It'll fuck your day up.
So that means...
It told me my vision was small.
Fuck the titties. You know what I'm saying? What I took from the scene was, don't let your vision be small. Don't be a small man. You know what I'm saying? Be big in your vision. You know what I'm saying? Be big. Go big. Go hard. Because she went hard.
Challenge your vision.
That's all I really want to say about the little dragon queen. Because you know what I'm saying? She's very powerless to all these strong-ass, strapping motherfuckers.
Mm.
But she handled her business because she, you know, she's very, very forward with her vision.
Mm. And then Tyrion is trying to negotiate, you know, keep war away from so he
Tyrion's the white guy.
Yeah, a little midget little that midget. I, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's Peter. Yeah, the daddy, the little midget. Yo.
Your friend from the subway.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw him again.
He seen him again.
I saw him again.
What happened the second time? Did you didn't hear about this? But Ali crossed paths with Peter Dinklage on the A train?
On the A train,
Peter ain't really show him no love.
No, man, he ain't show him no love.
So it's a little bit of beef between Peter Dinklage.
So one day I'm driving, and my man Bobby Jones, shout out to Bobby Jones, he hit me and was like, "Yo,
yeah,
I just ran into your man from Game of Thrones," because he listened to the episode.
Your man.
He was like, "Your man, I just ran into your man."
Your man.
He personalized it.
I'm like, and I was driving, so I couldn't really respond.
Your little homeboy.
Senior peoples.
So I put my phone down back on my lap.
Uh-huh.
And then I hit a few corners. And then I'm at Atlantic Avenue.
With a light, a long light.
And I'm at the light trying to turn left.
Uh-huh.
And who the fuck do I see right in front of me?
You serious?
Walking his dog is Peter Dinklage.
You serious?
And Peter Dinklage got a tall ass dog.
Well, as tall as him.
I seen that. We had that on Comedy Knockout. Shout out to the Comedy Knockout. True TV, Thursdays, 10:30. But anyway, I did see he got a tall dog for a little guy.
Right. So he walking his dog, and I had the opportunity.
He lives in Brooklyn?
Yeah, obviously. I don't know, but I've seen him in Brooklyn twice. So I thought to myself.
Tell us what you really thought.
Self, you got the opportunity to run this motherfucker over.
Hilarious.
Game of Thrones is finished.
But I gave
small vision.
But I gave him a pass.
That is hilarious.
I let you live, Peter Dinklage. Let that marinate.
And I let myself not go to prison.
You know what I mean?
And what kind of car you drive, Ali?
why we got to go on
what kind
that?
Of hit he was expecting.
It was going to be tough no matter what I was driving.
Him and the dog. And the dog or just him?
I mean, it would have had to be both. And a couple of other motherfuckers if I was going.
Oh, shit.
Collateral damage.
Everybody could
get it. Because, you know, it's New York. It ain't just like him walking across. Yeah. I would have had to hit everybody.
But it was a good episode, though. It's teeing up. So Jon Snow's about to go to war. All right.
Shout out to Jon.
Really, Sansa Stark is, you know what I'm saying, coming to talk.
Finally.
And showing her.
Finally.
You know what I'm saying? She's fed up with this
bullshit. She's had six seasons of straight up depression and suffering.
She's taking L's.
She ready to take this shit to war because she don't give a fuck no more.
I don't think she smiled this whole series.
Now, are y'all fucking with her? Or?
Yeah, I'm fucking with. Yeah, we got to fuck with Sansa Stark. She's a Stark. The Starks are the good guys.
Okay, but she been taking all these L's. Yeah.
Major L's.
You know, after a while, you take so many L's, people become less invested
in
you.
Well, they whole family done took L's.
Okay.
Because that was by design. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But Baelish.
Carcetti?
That's my man, Carcetti.
Carcetti from The Wire's on there?
Yeah, Carcetti. That's my favorite character, actually.
And mine too.
Shout out to HBO for keeping them cats employed, man. HBO, they really got you.
Yeah.
HBO, like, they look out. They like, keep your number the same. I'll call you.
You know, Carcetti, he doing a good job in that shit, man. And a lot of people see him as slimy. Mm-hmm. But a lot of, like, what I'm, you know what I'm saying, this is just my own little personal opinion and shit, you know what I'm saying?
It's all your personal opinion.
A lot, what he's doing, everything he's really doing is he's fighting for the love of his life that he never was able to get with that got killed, which was my man's sister, Sansa Stark's dad's sister. So all what he's doing is really for her, and she's not even around, which is very romantic and shit.
Noble.
But my man is tough with it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He pull all the tricks and shit.
He does a good job, man. And I'm excited for the young girl. What's her name? The one that's in the temple?
Arya Stark.
She's going to be a beast. You can tell she's going to be a beast.
But she was a beast before. She went to lightweight. She was a lightweight beast.
But now she's going to become a monster.
So, you know what I'm saying? This shit is good. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers, I can't wait for the cold weather motherfuckers to come out with the dead walkers and shit.
That's next episode, yeah. With,
you know what I'm saying? So
and your boy McNulty does a good job too, man.
McNulty's in it too?
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
I'm about to say shit. Oh, Omar playing. Speaking of,
that's the only thing. Ain't really no black people in the game.
There was the one guy, the pirate.
I thought Khaleesi was black. Ain't she black?
Nah, she Puerto Rican like.
Puerto Rican like.
I can't, you know, say you can't really pin it. So you know you can't really say.
Oh, I'm thinking of the game. I'm thinking of what's the other one that's big? Walking Dead. There's a bad black chick that kicking ass, supposedly.
Nah.
I don't watch that show either, but from what I understand.
Dragon Queen is like Puerto Rican looking.
Okay.
You got the pirate, he's black.
Yeah, but he come on one episode in the last six seasons.
Yeah, no.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and tune in.
Speaking of emerging from the flames butt-ass naked, Kim Kardashian has declared nude selfies for life.
We'll take that for the next five.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? She started getting up there. It's going, that plastic surgery going to start, you know what I mean? You never know how that's going to balance out.
Yeah, well, you see what happens.
You know what I'm saying? Nude selfies, you know, because that, you know what I'm saying, that booty already be looking like a little diaper. When it's straight on. From the side, it's beautiful.
Straight on, that's just saggy. Booty shaming.
There's something attractive about a weathered, you know, mature body. I'll be honest with you, man. There's something attractive about that.
Really?
Yeah. A weathered. Organic weathered?
Oh, I don't know what the...
Or
a, you know,
plastic weathered.
I don't know about context, but there's something... Is she sad work done to?
I think so. I don't know. I don't know a surgeon, but I would imagine...
Yo, B.
I think so. I think it's enhanced.
Yo, B.
I think it's enhanced, maybe.
It's enhanced. You know what I'm saying? You know, ain't nothing wrong with an organic aged, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you, the land of the MILFs, Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah, you said that before.
They stay in shape out there, boy. There's some 51-year-olds. You like, yo, what's your Instagram?
You know what I'm
saying? They are out there. They just, because it's a lot of spa and wellness.
But see, man.
A lot of, you know what I mean?
As you get older,
a lot of ridiculous.
Preserve.
A lot of Pilates out there?
Yeah, a lot of Pilates and preservation.
It's so ridiculous. Land of the MILFs.
It is. Shout out if y'all from Scottsdale, ring in on that. And also let us know. Let us know if it was gratuitous or not. Let us know in the comments on that one. But
that's Florida for unwed mothers.
Wow, what's Florida? Oh,
people going to retire. You know what I'm saying? Like Florida's like, yeah.
Oh, right.
Scottsdale
right.
is Florida for unwed mothers. They just bought
it. MILF is an unwed mother.
A MILF is a mother I'd like to. Well, I guess she could be not. She could be wed, but I you know, you'd rather not be a homewrecker.
Who you speaking for? These motherfuckers out here don't be giving a fuck.
I'm speaking for the
that's
ethical.
Why you got. That's why you got to keep your game tight. At
speaking
the house.
Of wrecking homes, I don't know if it was a home to be wrecked, but it was at least a relationship. So now, Dan Levitar, shout out to my man Bomani Jones. Bomani went to Clark Atlanta. Shout out to Bomani, and then Dan Levitar is, I think, his father. You know, they got that show. I forget the name of the show.
Dan Levitar is his father.
There's a guy on the show. I might be saying all
the show we talking about.
No. Oh. Dan Levitar's
just fucking with you.
Father is on the show.
What show? What show?
It's something about some questions.
like Dan Levitar's Bomani Jones.
We're
going
to get research
father.
To say this. Nah.
That was very awful.
That was some hella mothers and fucking, boy.
You went from Slander the Mills to Dan Levitar.
But what? No, the reason I said that was talking about home wrecking.
Okay.
Now, they have been doing, Chris, what's the name of that show when you get a second? But they've been following this beat for a while. They've been following Biggie's I Got a Story to Tell.
Oh, now,
you know, that's a classic record.
Right.
Shout out to Buck Wild on the beat. That shit is one of the best. Anyway, there's a song on there where Biggie is sexing one of these 6'5 niggas that play on the Knicks.
New York Knicks.
Yeah. And for years, people thought it was John Starks' lady who Big was laying down with. But turns out...
Oh, it's highly questionable.
Highly questionable. Turns out that Fat Joe just said, actually, it was Anthony Mason.
Damn.
Now, this is my thing. My question...
So you're saying she has a type?
Who is she?
I don't know. the lady in question, whoever Big and Anthony was,
that's
was
two different
at.
Types
that's
of
what
motherfuckers.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so I put it out there like that.
But my thing is, did we need, like, could we have let Anthony rest in peace on that one? Anthony dead. I think when you
I didn't even know Anthony Mason was dead.
Yeah, man. Aww, Anthony Mason's dead.
I didn't.
He died, like, towards the end of last year, I want to say.
I love that delayed shot.
Like, that's like a
that
long
delayed
time
shot.
Ago.
What? When? 4 years ago. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. But, you know, like, I just feel like, especially when it comes to, like, L's or, you know, people...
Postmortem L.
Yeah, like, people cheating on your lady and all of that. I feel like once you go to the grave, let that die.
Yeah, let it
like,
die.
Like, don't
I
bring
mean,
up.
Both of them in the grave now, so it yeah. can't even be confirmed. Fat Joe just started the whole new rumor to get some burn.
I'm all the way up.
Talk shit, about it. Man. Talk about it. Talk about
oh,
it.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah, but there's something to be said about it. If someone's dead, man, just let it breathe, man. That would.
And you know shit. That's why you got to keep your gang tight, man.
Because you know Anthony Mace probably got kids. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but you know.
Kids got to find out.
It might not have been their mama.
What do you mean?
It might not have been Nate Mama who he was talking about. It might have been another one. Oh, Anthony Mason's girl.
Oh, you saying Anthony?
You know, I don't know. I don't know nothing about this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'll just be trying to keep my shit tight.
You saying at home?
At my house.
So it doesn't slide out.
I wish a nigga would.
Wait a minute, Ali. I mean, it's funny because infidelity, you're saying infidelity is a product of sour grapes in the house.
No. Infidelity happens for many reasons. You know what I'm saying? You could have your shit tight and it could happen. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no one reason people do something against another. You know what I'm saying? It just is what it is. It's just, you know what I'm saying, the best you can do, you know what I'm saying, for your situation, you need to do it.
What I have trouble processing, dude, like, you know, I've never been in that situation, thank God, is the level of anger one partner has to feel in terms of, like, when it's made public like that?
It ain't got to be public. That's as long as once you find out as the partner.
No, but that's why Lemonade still bothers me.
Uh-oh. Shit, talk about it. What are you saying? You
that's why Lemonade was talking about infidelity at the public level. You know what I'm saying? At the
but
public.
They public people. That shit was you know,
that's
was
why
different.
I don't buy it. That's why I don't buy it.
Hmm.
Oh,
man.
I'm curious to hear this Jay verse on this Future Jay-Z record because I feel like that's his verse, his first verse back from all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to have to say something slick about it.
Yeah. He's gonna be slick and you know elusive.
This is the thing. Because supposedly he might even be coming out with a full album. And
where's the music?
Would it be interesting to hear Jay's side? Mm-mm. You don't think so?
Nah, I want to hear Jay flex. I want him to talk about shit, not...
You don't want to hear him on his side of the story? I feel like that could be interesting because that's a different side of Jay. Like, we've heard
it's going to turn out like a Drake record.
No.
It's going to be slow jams and no. shit. I cheated on my wife. I had to kiss her feet.
Oh, you mean like a Robin Thicke album?
I don't know, man. I'm curious to hear Jay's take on infidelity.
I just want to hear Jay spit about the summer. Saying copping new cars,
you still want somebody
switching chains
to claim this summer, huh?
Exactly. I don't want to hear nothing about that shit.
My thing is though, to D's point, Ali. I don't want to disagree with you, but I don't think we've heard a rapper talk about infidelity from a place of
vulnerability.
Without being overly,
Yeah.
Oh, Snoop
got that. That's that one line. That's that one line.
No, it was a whole little verse.
The pink.
My little cousin dad's and they fucking my hoe. I uncocked my shit. I'm hard broke, but I'm still low.
No. But he's the victim in that one.
Yeah, but that's infidelity.
But in this scenario,
yeah, he's the perpetrator.
But Snoop talk about that too on that R&B album. That's why I'm concerned. Because Snoop dropped that R&B album for his wife after he cheated on her, and then she cheated on him.
I can't see Jay. I've only heard Jay sing one time.
Because Jay right now is probably hated.
He sang on that one record with Raphael Sadiq.
That Sunshine. Not that one, but
yeah, I know
that was an R&B.
So sad for you.
He won't have an R&B record, but I just don't want it. I don't want emo Jay.
What I'm saying.
I don't know if Jay could ever really be.
That's what I'm saying. How does Jay do without being emo?
I don't want to hear vulnerable Jay.
That's what you're waiting for.
I want to see.
That's what people want to hear.
I don't want to hear vulnerable Jay either.
You would just want to hear untouchable Teflon.
I
want to
hear spazzing out. You know what I'm saying? I'm top of the world. You want to feel the energy of your rapper. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get dragged down.
Yeah, you want him to grow too.
He could grow without motherfucking being emo.
Grow, but don't change.
You know what I'm saying? Let Drake handle that.
No, but that's what we're saying. Can Jay pull that off without being emo?
I don't care.
I think Jay could address it in a way that's very Jay.
Then it's going to be very elusive.
Well, that's the thing. That's a different show. I'm trying to see if he could do
something different.
Worry
about my wife, but I got her back. And then that's going to be it. He's going to be on to the next line and shit.
That'd be disappointing.
Oh, man.
That's how Jay do.
We'll see. We got to keep it tuned on that. We'll see what happens to shit.
But I just, do you guys think at all that Lemonade is a manufactured drama?
I don't know if the drama was manufactured,
Once the drama hit, manufactured something that addressed it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about
it. My thing is, what about the daughter, though?
What about it?
You want to hear your mom basically...
Yeah, if you are Beyonce, if you are a woman and you have seen your mama go through this and you're just now becoming a grown woman yourself and understanding what your mother went through, understanding what your mother went through and you're just now getting it, you're going to want to tell your daughter about that.
I hear that. My only complication with that is that it's a two sides to every story.
Mm-hmm.
And I always find it interesting when the one side is so slanted.
Yeah, but you think in that household they back together now. You think that it wasn't a conversation of how slanted it was? I don't think Jay is concerned about Blue hearing that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
He was on the video kissing the feet.
It just feels so manufactured.
He is letting his daughter see that. Okay, yeah, I fucked up. I'm gonna get it right.
Mm. Why not deal with that just internally? Deal with it as a family.
Because it was already in the streets.
It was assumptions.
I mean, when your sister-in-law beating your ass in the elevator, it's in the streets.
Man, it's just weird for me when you leveraging home drama like that for profit, so to speak. I don't know.
Who cares, man? You got to make a record about something. You gonna make up some shit or you gonna use your personal experience?
Jay got some bars on deck. He's not gonna. I just can't see Jay just doing the foot rub in the movie and not have no bars. There had to be a negotiation. He was like, "Listen, I'm gonna do the foot rub, but
I'm gonna get some bars in here.
I got to come back. I gotta get at least a 16. You know what I mean? We gotta make it competitive, babe. You know what I mean? Let's get this money.
But again, man, they entertainers. Yes, they have to make a product. Yes, you know what I'm saying? But if they're drawing off their personal experience and they agree that that's what they're going to do, that's what they're going to do. You put your daddy business in the street on your show.
No, I understand that.
You told everybody on the podcast your daddy shit with the door open.
Yes, he does.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I guess
it's off your personal experience.
Yeah, but I think for me, it's like, I mean, I don't know. To me, you can't tell what's the spectacle and what's reality.
Yeah, but that's entertainment.
Yeah, but it don't matter.
You can't tell. And to me, it's troublesome. There's deadly consequences.
Why is it deadly? What's deadly about this?
Because we're celebrating her.
Who?
Beyonce.
You celebrating her?
The world is.
Yeah, are you celebrating
her? Let him see what his point is going to be. Go ahead.
We're celebrating her as if she's this amazing feminist hero, which maybe she could be. Again, this is me just reflecting and you know, I'm basically brainstorming as I speak. But what if it's found out that this whole thing is manufactured? Then what are you actually celebrating? To have a personal trauma leveraged for profit and then claim her to be a hero when you haven't even heard the other side of the story is problematic.
What's problematic about it? What do you think? You think somebody's going to... What could be... Because the word... You said deadly consequences. Like, what's deadly about... That was a little much, but what was deadly about...
I hate the experience that we as a public are being puppeteered and they know it prior to even putting it out.
Yeah, but this ain't the first time.
I know, it's problematic. And we literally just jump off our seats and go, she's a hero. But like, what if literally there's a room full of people? What if she has writers that we don't even know about? And they go, listen.
She does.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're being manipulated into this emotional experience.
But that's song.
But what is entertainment?
That's song. That's
what
all
is,
entertainment.
What is entertainment?
You manipulate people with your act. You know what I mean? You can get a person to feel a certain way.
But I'm not like...
You might not be going in as personal as she is. You might have certain things that are off limits.
And it's probably certain shit she got that's off limits.
That's your own personal choice. But if you're a public figure and it's come out that, oh shit, you know what I mean? There's footage, surveillance footage of my sister beating on my husband. This shit is in the world now. It's part of the conversation. I'm like one of the biggest stars in pop culture at this point. And there's a lot of women that look up to me or look to me as this alpha woman. I need to I don't want to say heed some responsibility, but I kind of need to speak to my base and let them know that, you know what? The ship might have been rocking a bit, but we still afloat. You know what I mean? Like,
I just feel like there's someone... I mean, I'm still wrapping my head around it.
I hear you. I hear you, because at one point, you're kind of like, what's sacred?
What's sacred anymore?
What is sacred?
But I'm saying, like, we've been listening to people's stories since forever. You know what I'm saying? And nobody has taken in consideration whether Shakespeare's stories was somebody's real life or his real life. We take it, we listen to it, we listen to it for the emotion, and we take it and we move on to the next goddamn album that's going to come out. You know what I'm saying? Yes, people are celebrating her because she did fucking entertain us, and she did put together a tight-ass project that was worth looking at and listening to.
What is the end game, though?
What you mean was the end game? She made her next album.
No, because I get that. But like, I guess I'm trying to think, you know, in a broad sense of now, literally, you put a father of your child. This is me talking out of my head. You know, this is the father of your child.
Right.
And I get that you have some hate towards him and there's some scorn there.
Right.
But now this guy could literally be—he could be hated on.
That's cool.
But she also showed how much she loved him.
I understand that. But this is now your daughter has to wrestle with this too, though.
Yeah, and we'll work on that. She'll be fine. She'll be fine.
All because you want to have this cathartic moment.
She wanted to have it.
She wanted to have it. But there's consequences to that. You see what I'm saying?
There's consequences to everything. And like, but that's just art.
Is your catharsis?
That's art. That's art. Because say for instance,
and
he was married.
He was not a victim. He was there in the fucking shit. They lived together. They're married.
That's what I'm saying.
He benefited. The shit went off
what's
on his
real?
Site.
What's
it don't
how
matter
do we
what's
know?
Real. This
it's
is entertainment.
On, it's on his site.
It's not supposed to be real.
But it don't really matter if
it don't
it's real
matter
or not.
If it's real
if it
or not.
Resonates,
it's
then
a
that's
fucking
That's what I'm saying, though. So like, we're buying into this as if it's like this amazing. But like,
but
this
how many comedians come on stage and be like, you know, I just broke up with my girlfriend last week. And the crowd is like, oh shit, wait a minute, what happened here? And then it pulls you in, and then after the show, you'd be like, damn, I'm sorry to hear about that breakup. It's like, motherfucker, I wrote that shit 3 years ago. I've been good. I'm swimming in pussy.
You're literally having an emotional experience over
a scenario that was not, may not even have, is totally constructed.
But it don't matter. It don't matter, because if it evokes the emotion.
Okay, here's my thing. When you watch a soap opera, it's under the guise of a soap opera. The context is a soap opera.
Yeah.
But what worries me now, same thing that happened with Jimmy Kimmel. Remember that girl that was on fire?
Yeah.
And they came out 2 days later and said that it was fake?
Yeah.
I get nervous about the line, because what reality TV did for the world, sorry, I'll jump in a minute. It, now it's like you can't even tell where reality TV ends or begins.
Well, but it's also entertainment. Exactly. Like, you got to understand that when it's entertainment, unless it's somebody that's personal to you, because let's be honest, you don't know Beyonce, you don't know Jay-Z.
I don't.
You were introduced to them as artists. You don't even know Jay-Z really sold drugs. You know what I'm saying?
He told know. You that. We don't know.
You don't know a lot. You don't know a lot of this shit. Right. But it just feels like, to you, and I understand it, to you it feels like, well, that's a little sacred. That's sacred ground.
Well,
wow.
That too, like, I guess there's two parts of my brain going on. One is, I was like, Beyonce's amazing. And mm-hmm. to this day, I think she's the greatest live performer we have right now. That's okay. That's my personal opinion.
Uh-huh.
But then the other part of my brain is just me sharing my genuine skepticism that came up, and I was listening to it.
Yeah.
And I'm just putting it out there to see if anybody resonates with that. I'm not saying that's my truth.
Oh,
I had
a lot of skepticism,
yeah,
too.
I'm not saying that's the truth or that's my truth. I'm saying that's part of the emotional experience I had in listening to it. Yeah,
true indeed, but that's also her right as an artist.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
To tap anything that affects her.
No, but I'm putting it out there to see if, like, others have thought this, or
true.
If it's just me,
sure,
or, you know.
I'm sure.
Nobody was mad at Marvin Gaye when he put out "Hear My Dear." You know what I'm saying? This shit, nobody was mad at Robin Thicke when, you know what I'm saying, he went back and did his thing. Right. Nobody was mad at Usher on "Confessions." You know what I'm saying?
It's, well, like, this shit, was people mad, but it didn't matter, because, you know, it was about the art.
It was about the art. Usher put his little story out there and made it to a Confessions and shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Jay-Z and Beyonce made a bunch of albums about, like, not albums, but a bunch of records about fucking, like, commitment porn. Right. Like, the kid got to hear that too.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
we
damn,
was drunk in love. Yeah. We didn't even make it to the club.
You know what I'm saying? All that partition.
But at the end of Lemonade, it was all good. They was all love. They worked the shit out.
It's real life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or maybe
I just picked Jay in the writer's room going, listen, you know, both of us need a victory here.
Nah, but motherfucker, you fucked up. You got to eat this crow. And that's how real life go, dog. If you fuck around on your lady and she happens to take your ass back, you're going to have to make some concessions.
I mean, listen.
But that's also the testament to their influence and power as artists, for the fact that the public
is talking about
not even talking about it, but they have assumed that they know exactly. They feel like they know the particulars. A lot of this shit is shit. All we got to judge from is from that elevator video, which I always say is the greatest silent movie of the last 25 years. But all we have to do, that's our context clue, and then the world is doing a real life speculation report.
But
yeah, and that's the sign of good art when people are talking about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
But shit, when it comes down to that, goddamn, I still give motherfucker Kris Jenner the crown. Kris Jenner the crown.
Okay, she's the queen. Manipulating.
She's the queen of blurring the lines of all this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And shit, she innovated that space. So far as we know, the elevator fight could have just been a sham. Could have been art. Could have been act.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? So it don't matter at this point, man. All this shit is records, man. It's fucking entertainment. I never bought into the shit when, you know what I'm saying? It's music. I like the music. Fuck it. There it is. You know what I mean? It ain't got to be real. It ain't never had to be real. I don't know when black music ended up having to be real life. You know what I'm saying? Like, no other artist, you don't never see no, you don't hear fucking
country.
Country or whoever the fuck else sing a song, you're like, that has to, oh shit, that has to be real.
Well, you might. They might.
I mean,
I'm
but,
sure if you
but nobody
to
holds it to the standard of, like, that shit ain't real
unless
it's real.
Well, let's also say this. If we go really put black music accountable, and more specifically rap, I know Beyonce's not a rapper, but I know in rap music, a nigga gonna beat you in the head so about, nigga, I'm real. I'm the realest nigga ever. This is the realest shit. This is real, authentic. I am that nigga. Like, they sell reality and they rap. Like, everybody else say, listen, it was a song.
But before Cass was saying, this is real. Like, when NWA was doing their thing, it wasn't like, this is real. They did their shit. They put it out there. And then after that, everything else had to be real fucking life. And this shit is just art, man.
Yeah,
this
I look at it as
it is art,
words,
it is art,
man.
She is having us talking about this, which is what she's supposed to be doing. So
it's just words, man, and put together on a beat. Take it how you want to. You know what I'm saying? If it inspires you, it inspires you. You take that and you roll with it.
Yeah.
I love the shit. That's why I like my rappers giving me some inspiration.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I still want to hear what Jay gonna say.
Yeah, I still want to hear the response. Yeah, I want to hear the response.
It's like the old school back when early hip hop, where they used to be like
Roxanne, Roxanne.
Yeah, exactly. The response record. You know what I mean? You Roxanne, wait for that Roxanne. Shit. Like, wait a minute. The real Roxanne or whatever.
Roxanne's Revenge.
Yeah, exactly.
You that like, shit, oh, was shit. The, that shit was the first viral.
And that's the height of entertainment.
That shit was viral, and you had to fucking press records then. That's when that shit wasn't no. Just put up a SoundCloud. You had to actually record, go pay money to press a record, get it on vinyl, press a label, take it to a store. And that shit was out there.
Yeah.
I mean, Jay's a strapping.
Oh shit.
Strapping man, you know, he's a strapping.
There you go. Oh man. Well, listen. We definitely need to talk about May 22nd, this Sunday. We need to see the people
Sunday
in the motherfucking building.
Cake shop, cake shop, cake shop.
This is real talk, though, you know what I'm saying?
Pod Fest, New York City.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all perform on stage all the time. So this live shit is nervous for me.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I don't get on stage and all that shit.
I could dig it.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to be good.
Like, how do you choose an outfit?
You know, same way you do it every day.
I don't have to get on a stage and choose an outfit and shit. Like,
wear your fresh from church gear.
You know what I'm saying? No, I need line up or some shit.
Maybe.
I'll say this though: the audience may actually turn you up.
Give the people what they want. He gonna respond.
Yeah, he'll turn.
Turn
you
me
up.
What that mean?
The energy that? Starts. You get it.
You gonna feed off of it, man.
Okay. Y'all let me know, cause shit, man.
Well, you trying to be shy guy? Time. That's that man.
I ain't shy. Y'all know that, but I ain't never. Been on no motherfucking. I ain't perform on no podcast on no stage.
You gonna be talking? It's just a conversation.
Listen, looking at you and shit.
Just a conversation.
What you looking at?
Oh man, but it should be fun, man. We're gonna have a good time out there. Tickets are still available, so get them now.
No doubt.
Oh man,
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, right?
4 o'clock situation.
Cake shop, Lower East Side.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. Cake shop, Lower East Side.
Sunday.
Yeah.
May 22nd. You know what I'm saying? We out here.
What else is going on before we get out of here? Where you going to be? Tell the people where you going to be at.
I'm at the Stand Comedy Club for the next couple of days. I'll be there tonight and the Friday, Saturday.
All right.
I'm there working.
Maham, where you going to be at, man?
I'm going to be at Thorough TV, snapping. THOROTV.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Working in the lab. We putting the final touches on that 306 late. And shit, you know what I'm saying? We shooting at the Brooklyn Half Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll be over there at the Everyday People up under the bridge on Saturday.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's going down in Brooklyn this summer. All summer 16.
All summer 16.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I need a theme song. Somebody.
Yeah, anybody. Somebody save the summer for Muhammad. Save the summer musically, please.
I need a theme song, my nigga.
My man Chris Lambert wanted me to ask you, do you think Chance the Rapper, does he have any claim on the summer? He just put out an album called The Coloring Book. I don't know if you heard it.
It's going to be, I haven't heard it yet, but I've heard about it. I'm going to check it out tonight. I think, you know what I'm saying, he will be in the conversation this summer. You know
but he ain't going to be leading it?
I heard it was kind of like gospel.
It's definitely a gospel out. Him and Kanye
can't
put
lead
out.
He can't lead the summer.
Can't lead the summer with no gospel. God, it's all about God hedonism.
God can lead the summer.
Uh-huh.
But the music got to be.
Got to be ignorant.
Not ignorant. It got to be aspirational.
Okay. What's more aspirational than God?
That's inspirational.
But even aspirational.
Inspirational is real. Aspirational is a figment of your imagination.
Ooh, wait a minute now.
See, you want to play in your imagination when you're running through the summer.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to go there. I believe in the Lord.
No, I'm just
but,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, I ain't know. You know, the, I could have went. Inspiration is real shit. Yeah, no, I know. But you know, there's people that argue that, wait a minute now, is God real? I believe so.
Well, you know, that's up to the person. I'm just going to only speak for my own self now.
There's also a record that came out. My man Schoolboy Q got a record with Kanye.
You said that. I need to check that.
It's all right. I think Schoolboy Q's supposed to be putting something out. I think that he has a good balance of ignorance, and he still kind of got something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
And his first album wasn't bad, so he got something to prove. He's definitely, you know, in that TDE camp. It's hard not to be in Kendrick's shadow, right. But he's one cat that, I mean, they all fight for their own individuality, but he is the wild card of that TDE bunch, in my opinion. And I wouldn't be surprised if he put some shit out that's like, okay.
Okay.
You know what I mean? No, we might have to look. You know what I mean? Keep your eyes open.
Man of the year for that
Schoolboy Q look.
No doubt.
But speaking of keeping your eyes open, I'm going to be at the Stand this Friday on the 8 o'clock and the 9 o'clock show. So y'all check that out. Come out, see the boy. And then if not, definitely come out to Cake Shop on the 22nd. We're going to be in that building doing it super big. We also going to be at, I'll be at Stand Up New York on Monday on the 8 o'clock show. So as always,
tell a friend
and even your enemies.
Even the enemy.
To get in the conversation.
Yeah.
We out.
And the main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
We out.